Welcome to British Bay English Academy's Listening Audio Archive. These recordings will help you improve your English listening skills.
The top of the world too. They did not begin to climb the mountain immediately. They made their first camp at the foot of the mountain and put up their tents. They stayed in their tents. They stayed there for 3 days while they practiced climbing. Then they started the big climb. First, they had to cross a very large piece of ice. There were dangerous cracks in it. One of the climbers, Sir Edmund Hillary, with a few companions, climbed over the ice while the others waited in the camp. Sir Hillary and his companions used ladders to cross the cracks in the ice. They also cut steps in the ice with their axes. The path was then less dangerous for the others, who had to carry all the heavy things. Then they all crossed the ice and made their second camp at a height of over 5,700 meters. They continued in this way for several weeks. Each time, Major Hunt chose a small group of men for their climbing ability. He sent them on in advance of the others, who waited in the camp. The advance group found the best place for the next camp and then returned. Then they all moved on to the next camp. This is a very sensible way of climbing. Everyone worked together as a team. Each person did the work he could do best. In this way, they reached a height of 6,600 meters. Then they made a camp. Major Hunt took four companions and climbed as high as they could. They reached 7,800 meters and made another camp. Then Major Hunt and another man climbed to 8,205 meters. That is 643 meters from the top. Then they had to return because they had used up nearly all the air that they were carrying. But they left some food behind. The next day, Sir Edmund Hillary and one of the men from Nepal called Tenzing Norgay set out. They had to stop climbing. They ate their supper and went to sleep in their little tent on the ice. Early the next morning, the 29th of May 1953, they started out and by 11:30 a.m., they had reached the highest place in the world. They felt very proud when they stood there. Then they went down to the camp where their friends greeted them joyfully. Soon the whole world knew of their deed. Mount Everest had been defeated. Men had stood on the top of the world.
This recording was presented to you by British Bay English Academy. To access more listening audios, visit us on www.britishbay.lk.